super genius. It is intelligence which is the ability to learn from experience.
Exercising parts of our brain.
What sounds to you like a big load of trashy old noise is in fact the brilliant music of a genius, myself.
All right, for the next few minutes, I want you all to feel a little bit like a genius, or in the presence of one. I want you to get lost in some advanced mathematics for a few minutes. Come on, don't be scared. Like, you got your whole day ahead of you. Dare to get a little lost here. Some of you out there who think you're no good at math or that it has no application to the real world, meet Maria Chudnovsky, Associate Professor of Industrial Engineering and Operations Research at Columbia University. Professor, welcome to the show.
Hi, hello. Thank you very much for having me.
It's great to have you. And you are sitting in our studio because you heard yesterday that you're one of the MacArthur Grant recipients, right?
That is true.
Pretty exciting, huh?
It is very exciting. I can't quite believe it.
All right. Well, before we get into all of the kind of MacArthur, are you a genius kinds of discussions that you're going to be having now for the next year, let's talk a little bit about your work. Could we?
Sure. We can try.
What is graph theory? I know what a graph is, and I know what a theory is. But graph theory, I'm a little fuzzy on.
So the first thing I learned to say is that a graph is not what everybody thinks a graph is. Graphs and graph theory are these objects that consist of points, and then some pairs of points have relations between them and some don't. So some pairs of points are related and some are not. For example, think about the internet. You have computers, so these are your points, and then some pairs of computers can talk to each other directly. So we'll say these pairs are related and some can't, and so these pairs are not related. So now you get an abstract object you can think about, and that's what I study.
All right, so let me think about this, and stop me when I go off the rails here. It seems to me that graph theory is about objects that have complicated relationships between each other. Say, we were just talking about the internet and people addicted to the internet. it's possible to describe systems that have complicated relationships, people using telephone networks, that sort of thing. And a graph is a way of quickly describing very high levels of complexity.
That is correct. The only thing is the connections between the objects have to come in pairs. Graphs cannot capture connections that are more complex than connections in pairs.
You know, I was doing some research into this, and we're talking with Maria Chudnovsky, who's one of the MacArthur Genius Fellows, a recipient that was announced yesterday. She's Associate Professor of Industrial Engineering and Operations Research at Columbia University. She's also a member of the Mathematics Department up there at Columbia. Now, it turns out that some of the elementary textbooks on graph theory were actually written here in the state of Michigan. One over on the other side of the state at Western Michigan University. And here's a problem from graph theory, from the elementary graph theory text that I managed to dig up yesterday. You ready?
Are you going to test me now?
This is a typical graph theory problem. Suppose you and your husband attended a party with three other married couples. Several handshakes took place. No one shook hands with himself or herself or with his or her spouse, and no one shook hands with the same person more than once. After all the handshaking was completed, suppose you asked each person, including your husband, how many hands he or she had shaken. Each person gave a different answer. And apparently through graph theory, you can determine how many hands you shook and how many hands your husband shook. Now, I'm not going to ask you the solution to this problem.
Thank you.
But that is it's a starred problem, actually, in this text. But that's an indication of complicated systems where the relationships come in pairs, right?
Yes.
What is the real-life application of this, aside from handshakes at parties between spouses?
You know what? I'm actually not the right person to talk about it, because what I do is sort of stare at graphs on my whiteboard most of the time. But I know there are applications. One application is assigning frequencies to cell phone towers, where you want to make sure that towers that are close together are not assigned the same frequency, because then they would interfere. So you could describe that as a graph, and then this problem of assigning frequencies becomes what's called a graph coloring problem, which is something fundamental graph theorists study.
So were you always good at math when you were growing up?
Yeah, I wasn't good at anything else, but I was good at math.
All right. Well, you're certainly a role model now that you're a MacArthur Genius Fellow. Were you shocked? Were you thrilled? What does it mean for you?
I'm still trying to figure that out. Like I said, I had a few days to think about it, but it still didn't quite get processed yet.
It's probably going to help your cash flow compared with some of the other folks in the math department up there at Columbia, right?
I can certainly deal with some more cash, yes.
right.
But I think mostly what it's going to mean is I'll be less nervous trying problems that are very hard, because, you know, if I work on something hard and I don't get anywhere, I hope now people won't say, oh, she's no good. So I can try things with, you know, higher risk and lower probability of success.
But the bar is high. I mean, you'll go out with someone and they'll go, you know, she didn't seem like that much of a genius. She just seemed pretty normal to me. You'll have to deal with that, right?
I'm sure that's going to happen anyway.
Well, we have a special treat for you, all right? One of our colleagues right here at WNYC Radio, Jad Abumrad, who's the host and creator of a fabulous radio program called Radiolab. It's on WNYC and National Public Radio. He got a MacArthur Award last year. He has a little advice for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hey, this is Jad. So, all right, to answer your question, the genius thing, it's been mostly great. It's been a blessing, really, because much of the time at work, I don't know what I'm doing, and so it's nice to have a thought you can summon up to mind during those moments and thinking, well, I can't be that much of an idiot because they gave me that thing, so maybe I'm not as stupid as I'm feeling right now. So it's good to have that little, like, get-out-of-self-loathing-free thought in your mind. The flip side of that, though, is that I do find people now expect me to be smarter than I actually am and to have well-reasoned opinions about things that I just don't know anything about. So that's something that's not quite a good thing, but it's not really a bad thing. It's a small problem. So really, I would say, you know what, congratulations, Maria. Amazing honor. It's a little trippy at the beginning, but when people ask you to talk like a genius, just like spout equations at them and they'll go away. Okay, bye.
Thanks. That's really good advice.
Jad Abumrad, the host and creator of Radiolab, with some advice for you. Any thoughts on what this means for other women mathematicians, including my daughters, who may not be mathematicians, but certainly have their own challenges in math?
I hope they'll be a little bit less scared of trying to do math if that's what they like. Because I think at the moment, women sometimes feel it's not really a field for them. So I hope fewer women will feel this way.
All right. Well, Maria Chudnovsky, get ready to answer questions about whether you're a genius or not, and get ready, as Jad suggests, to spout equations at them and making them go away. We're going to go away now. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.